This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. An orgy of music, technology, and indie film is descending on Austin, Texas, with South by Southwest kicking off. Our Adrienne Hill is on the way there with the rest of Marketplace's Learning Curve team. Her focus is something called South by Southwest EDU. Adrienne, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So tell me a little bit about South by Southwest EDU. I assume there won't be, with the EDU crowd, quite as many tattoos or gauges in the ear, or am I being unfair?
No, I think that's probably right. The education part of the conference, I think, is probably a little tamer. It got its start about 5 years ago. It's actually run by a high school friend of the people who created the original event. 800 people showed up to that first year of the education conference, and this year they're expecting more than 5,000.
5,000? What's the draw then?
Well, the conference bills itself as a place for education innovators, teachers, entrepreneurs, foundations, to really get together and talk about the future of the classroom. And in recent years, the vision of that future classroom has been changing fast. There are tablets and laptops that are common now. There are all sorts of learning apps and nagging apps meant to help keep kids and their parents on task. Kids are using games to learn. Here's the conference's executive producer, Ron Reed.
With the quantity of internet connectivity and mobile devices and so forth and so on, there are a lot more arrows in the quiver for teachers today than there were a few years ago.
It's pretty amazing how quickly tech is infiltrating schools. And as it does, there's a lot of money to be made by companies who create tools that schools actually want. So there will be also venture capitalists around looking for that new awesome teaching tool to invest in.
So you have the agenda over there?
Yeah, it seems to me, looking at the agenda, we're moving beyond the gee whiz phase of all this classroom tech to the sort of, wait a second, let's think about this phase. And there will be, I'm sure, lots of cool new learning tech this week. But there's also going to be a whole lot of discussion about student data, how to keep it safe, who it belongs to, and what educators call SEL, social and emotional learning. Basically thinking about teaching those really specifically human skills like empathy and kindness.
All right. Well, I wish you luck in Austin and many a fine taco.
Thank you. And I'll be posting pictures. If listeners have questions for us while we're down there, tweet us using the hashtag SXMP.
Marketplace's Adrienne Hill. Thank you.
Thanks.